got this thing now, they got the Arabs, the Palestinians, and Jews, and they fighting over that land. What do you think about that?
Well, let me tell you something. Speaking of the Arabs and this, they need to give back them people their land.
Who, the Arabs?
No, the Israel.
Why?
Because it belongs to them.
Yes, who, the Bible?
No. Now listen to what I'm telling you here. They took some land, the Golan Heights, and it's two pieces of land they took from the Palestinians.
Right.
Palestinians want their land back.
Right.
Jews won't give it back to them.
Right.
That's what the fight is about.
Right.
All right. There's another piece of land they got too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let me tell you something. They need to give them people their land. Okay.
But they ain't gonna
give it to them. Let me explain something to you here. There was a piece of land. The man was named Egypt. From Egypt, Israel took a piece of land from Egypt. They fought the war. And they took that piece of land from Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They had a black guy they called Sadat.
Right.
You heard of Sadat?
Anwar Sadat, right.
Sadat was the one that won the land back.
Mm-hmm.
He won that land back. Y'all gonna drop that on my roof.
No.
He won the land. They came to Camp David on many trips,
mm-hmm.
trying to get the land back. And the Jewish people gave Israel, gave the land back to Egypt. I forget the name of the land, what it was. If you look it up, you find it. The land that they had to give back.
Mm-hmm.
They gave it back. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then Carter was president at the time. They had a big get together over in Egypt. Carter was there, okay? Sadat was there. The parade was going, Phoenix, sit down! The parade was going fine. All of a sudden, all these tanks had been going by, all these soldiers showing off the strength that Egypt had and everything. These group of soldiers coming along, I was watching it with like about 25 soldiers, and you know, like, and when this soldiers got in front of the viewing stand, two of the soldiers stepped out. Phoenix, don't you get up there! Stepped out. They was marching. They stepped out. Dropped to their knees and raised this machine gun. And when Sadat saw this, Carter was there. The president of Egypt was sitting next to Sadat.
Mm-hmm.
When Sadat saw them two guys drop, you know, like you had these weapons carrying them, you know, in the threat and the march.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them just
dropped to the ground.
And Sadat stood to attention, stood up to attention, and they fill them full of holes. The guy that's Egypt president and I got hit, you know where he got hit at? His thumb. Now guess what? He's the president of Egypt now. And guess who his friend? Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That's who they wanted for president. Of Israel. Of Egypt. So now every time they have to talk to, see, all them people with the rags on their heads over there, you know, those peoples,
mm-hmm.
they are part of the Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to him like he is their leader.
Right.
And he's always on the Jewish people's side. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about Arafat? The little guy that wears the turban, wears the wrap?
Right. They have to go to the guy, Egypt Babak. From Egypt,
mm-hmm.
Egypt president. They got to go to Egypt for the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's all the nations, the Arab nations, got to go to him for the meeting like he's the big fucking cheese.
Mm-hmm.
and he is Israel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's the Israel flunky. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Israel ain't gonna give up no land. You hear what I'm saying?
Because they got too many people and they don't want.
Now, the America and everybody, they give Israel all the guns and everything they need. They've got the atomic bomb.
Mm-hmm.
But the only person they sprayed up is the guy they're trying to get rid. What is his name?
Ayatollah? No.
No.
Oh, Saddam.
How you feeling? Listen, I'm gonna ask you something.
Talk.
You're tired. You look, you're so tired you would have dropped.
Yeah, I am.
Where are your hair clippers?
Oh, it's in my room.
She wanna use it on Larry's head.
Ooh. I had to cut Larry's hair.
Sure, you can borrow my clippers. I trust you with them more.
I'll bring them back.
That's not a problem.
I'll bring them back tonight.
I only have two levels though.
Okay.
Now they put him in the president. He's been the president of Egypt ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a friend of But you know the guy, what is guy they've been trying to kill for a long time?
Saddam Hussein.
Yeah. You know why they're trying to kill? He is the only person to get to them Jews. And you know how come? Because he has what you call a scud missile.
Mm-hmm.
You know he shot at them before with
mm-hmm.
a scud missile.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't put gas in them.
Mm-hmm.
If he shoot at them Israel with them scud missiles with gas in their history. So that's why
everybody's chasing him.
Yeah, they want to get rid of him because he got the Scud missiles. Okay? And you know who bought the Scud missiles for them? The American. The American gave him the money to do it with.
Because we were friends with him.
Right. But now let me show you something. Let me show you what Israel is. This is Israel. Say this is Israel.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jordan. Big. This is what is other country?
Egypt.
Forget about Egypt.
He's Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia, and the other one is what this guy. It's another one. For Cyprus. What's that?
Cyprus. That's Greece. No.
No. What is his name?
Lebanon.
Lebanon.